And we are now on item 29.
Item 29, file number 1553, from the County Executive, appointing Mr. T. Whaley Smith to the position of Director of the Department of Administrative Services. The recommendation of the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit is confirmation.
Okay. Mr. Teague. Oh, okay, I don't see him. The appointment is before us. Item 29, confirmations before us. Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Teague Whaley Smith is an able guy and able to use his administrative gifts really like a laser on policies and projects that he believes in. But as some of us came to understand in the course of the O'Donnell sale, I think is a good example, there were times, I think, when our inconvenient questions went only half answered, or negatives that attached to the proposal were softened or obfuscated or sometimes omitted altogether, leaving me with the sense that despite all Mr. Smith's highly detailed responses, that I wasn't getting the complete and straight picture to some very important questions. You know, there are examples that I suppose I could rattle off. I mean, undervaluing O'Donnell as an example, making it appear to be a fiscal failure when indeed it was a source of great strength for the Parks Department and revenue. The fact that we discovered very late in the process that deed restrictions were non-existent on the south half. Thank you, Supervisor Jurczyk. Or that the useful life of O'Donnell was limited to 25 years. The engineering reports actually said that it had at least 25 years, and if we look at MacArthur Square attached to this complex, we could envision that going on for 100 years, regardless of its condition. So Mr. Smith has done, I think, a dedicated job of representing the executive's policy judgments. He seems at times, unfortunately, not to appreciate that we are the policy-making body of this county government. And while I admire his many talents and find him to be a very nice guy, in addition, until he better understands that those talents should be used in the service of the policies that this body defines, I can't support his appointment.
Thank you. Other discussion of the confirmation? Supervisor Lipscomb, then Schmidt. We're on item 29. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Madam Chair, I had, on the previous item, I had suggested that we might consider adjourning today to a special meeting to take up that veto and other vetoes that have been promised. I just want to offer to people that while this was an appointment that in Finance Committee I said that members needed to know that we had to act on it at today's meeting because otherwise the 60-day rule in Act from Act 14 would make the confirmation automatic. I would just point out that if in fact it is the body's desire to adjourn to a special, then this appointment could be laid over to that special meeting, if that's of interest to anyone. I happen to be supporting the appointment. We have a long history, and despite some of my disappointment in particularly on the O'Donnell transaction, I guess I consider that within the totality of what I know about Teague and my experiences and respect for him. But if that's of interest to other members, I offer that.
So are you making a motion or just talking about if a motion was made?
I just wanted to point it out. Okay. That it's available if that's of interest to people.
Okay.
I won't make that motion.
Okay. Supervisor Schmidt, we're on item 29.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also voted for this confirmation, and I think the totality idea is something good to look at. O'Donnell is very controversial, still is today. I'm not going to lay everything at the footsteps of T. Whaley Smith. It was the comptroller. It was other people. It was staff who made these ideas on how much the cost would be, et cetera. It wasn't just T. Whaley Smith. I think part of the disappointment I've heard some people mention, and mine to be honest too, is that I think he's really good at economic development. You know, there's been some controversy there. I have found that I'm not always happy with all the answers, but that when I've asked for information, been thorough review, he hit the ground running. These very complex county grounds issues, he got to up to speed on very quickly and helped the county executive understand in some of these areas. And I guess the reality is, I mean, he's going to DAS now. I'm sure he's going to have a lot of input on economic development, which gives me some solace. He came with good credentials. I haven't heard anybody, and even my colleague mentioned that we're not talking really about qualifications. It's the link with the county executive. The county executive is not a popular guy at the county board for many reasons that we've talked about before and probably will talk about today, especially with buying and buyback. But I'm not going to lay that at the footsteps, again, of Teague Whaley Smith. I try to be, and I know we all are, to be objective and say, you know, is this person someone who wants to better himself, has shown that he has knowledge in the particular areas, he's going to have to learn on the job. And, you know, the county executive has the right, really, to pick someone to be his DAS director. If we have a legitimate gripe, if we feel he's not competent, then okay. Then I have no problem with people voting. We voted no before on some county board appointments. Normally we don't, because we want to give the county executive the courtesies. We've talked about courtesies today. The courtesies to pick people that he's comfortable with in his administration. So I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater because I don't like some things particularly that he's had to represent the county executive with that we don't agree with. I don't think is a good reason. And I'm afraid that colors our thinking a little bit in this appointment with Teague Whaley Smith. So I would hope we'd, I don't know how much more information we need, people. You know, I think you've made your opinions. We've had a chance to look at his work over a period of time. Either we respect that or don't agree with it, and I think it's time to vote, and I think we should affirm his nomination. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Supervisor Weishon, followed by Romo West. We're on item 29. Supervisor Weishon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would hope that, especially as we go into this, new format of county government in the near future here, that we would draw the line and say that we're not going to appoint people who intentionally misrepresent the facts to the county board. The county board gets blamed for everything. We can only make decisions based on the information that's given us. And if we have department heads constantly, either through the sin of omission or intentionally misrepresent the facts to the board, how do you expect the proper outcome to come about? And if you're not willing as a board to stand up and say, hey, we're not going to take this, because as things move forward, it's only going to be more difficult. You're not going to have the time and the staff to provide you the research to do all of this on your own. So you're only going to be able to, you have to rely on these people even more in the future than ever before. And in fact, in the past, and this is not a new phenomenon, you know, we had looked at, you know, should we have department heads swear, you know, to tell the truth to the committee, because under the Walker administration, there was constantly, we would catch department heads telling us one thing and the truth being the exact opposite. So to me, you know, anybody who comes before this this body and intentionally misrepresents the truth doesn't deserve to be appointed to anything. And in fact, we ought to start looking at how do we swear these people in to tell the truth to us. So, you know, you have O'Donnell Park. You have other things that you can say that were not honestly presented to this board. So I guess for me, I don't like doing business with people like that. And so my decision is not to appoint these people to be in charge of all of county government. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Romo West.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I voted in committee to not appoint Mr. Teague Whaley Smith, and I made myself abundantly clear, I do believe, to the committee that my colleague from the 16th District, I mean, really just hit the nail on the head. if we are going to become a part-time government, if we are not going to have staff that's going to be able to review things, it is paramount in my mind that I am able to trust the information that I'm going to get from a department head. And I said in committee, I will say it again today on the board floor, there are very few, if any, department heads that we have currently in Milwaukee County that if I had to take the vote again today, I would vote to confirm. I have been repeatedly disappointed in the information that we have received from our department heads. I have been repeatedly disappointed in the lack of information that we have received from the department heads. Why I am getting an email from one of my colleagues telling me that we have a new airport director and not hearing it directly from the director of transportation, I don't know. My colleague from the 8th District did an awesome job in finance and audit listing some of the department heads who get it and who really are able to have contact with this board and do it in a nonpartisan manner, make sure that we have the information that we need, and not let the politics get involved. That's what I'm looking for in a department head. I like Teague Whaley Smith. I have had a relationship with him. I was excited when he came aboard and became the Director of Economic and Community Development. I did not believe that there was anyone else in Milwaukee County who was more qualified for that job, and very quickly became disappointed with some of the interactions that he had with my other colleagues, specifically the Chair of Economic and Community Development. We should not have to pull teeth in order to get information. As I said in committee, it's not about me being disrespected. It's not about this board being disrespected. But each member of this board represents 53,000 people. You disrespect those 53,000 people by trying to withhold information from them. And I, as their elected representative, need that information to make good decisions on their behalf. If I don't have that information, then it's my constituents who are going to, are going to bear those scars. And that's not acceptable to me. And so, unfortunately, this morning I will be upholding the vote that I took in finance and audit, and I will not be voting to support Teague Whaley Smith. I think my colleague from the 3rd District, as well as my colleague from the 16th District, again, have really just nailed it on the head. I can't say it any better than they have, and I won't try. But I did want to get up, and again, I want to let Mr. Whaley Smith know that it is nothing personal. I do believe that he is a man with great many skills. Unfortunately, one of those skills is not government, small local government. And unfortunately, I think he's taken his cues from the wrong people and has put him in the situation that he is today. I wish him the best of luck, and I unfortunately can't support him. I don't know what this body will do, but I hope that should he be confirmed, that he at least is taking to heart some of the conversations that we're having here this morning, and that the other department heads who are hopefully listening are also taking to heart the conversations that we're having here this morning, because this is paramount in us, in our ability to do our jobs, is the information that we receive from them, and it's something that I expect someone to be 110% honest and forthcoming with. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Alexander, just a reminder, we're on item 29, Finance, Personnel, and Audit. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. First of all, if this is nothing personal, no one should have to risk losing their job with Milwaukee County and walk away being told to take something to heart on the decision-making. Second, I think that Teague Whaley Smith's politics and my politics are actually pretty far apart. But I'm willing to stand up here and say that for someone coming into Milwaukee County to have the level of expertise that he has shown us in economic development, in real estate, in matters of law, in being able to navigate our system of government, I think he's done an exemplary job, and I'm proud to have him on Milwaukee County staff as an employee. I think that we would be hard-pressed to find anyone that could do the job better than what he's shown us so far. I have very high expectations if he continues on as the new DOS director, and I'm very supportive of confirming him today. I think that if we do not confirm him and the vacancy remains open, then we're going to have a problem of both finding an economic development director and a DOS director, and I highly doubt that we will be able to find someone, or rather find someone confirmable that is not that is able to come in and navigate our current governmental situation, the board's current relationship with the county executive, without upsetting someone to some degree. We're not always going to agree, and I don't expect to, and I haven't always agreed with Teague Whaley Smith's decisions. However, I very highly respect the level of talent and commitment that he's brought to the county so far, and I would hope that we could confirm him today. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Alexander. Any other discussion of item 29? The motion before us is confirmation that was recommended by Finance, Personnel, and Audit, item 29. Any other requests to speak? Seeing none, Mr. Clerk, please call the roll.
Question is confirmation. Supervisors Alexander.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Haas. Johnson. Jerzyk. Lipscomb. Mayo.
Aye.
Rainey. Roma West.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Saskunas.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Weddle.
Aye.
Weishaupt.
No.
Madam Chairwoman.
Aye. Twelve ayes, four noes. Mr. Whaley Smith has been confirmed. Congratulations. Next order.